The anchoring breath, finding steadiness in the here and now. So getting comfortable on your seat, and your feet will rest on the earth. Your ankles will be underneath your knees. And as far as possible, find a little bit of length through the spine. So you feel the steadiness of your seat on the chair or the bench. And you find a little bit of length through the spine. It might be that you want to have a little wriggle around the shoulders, maybe moving the chin from side to side and rotating the shoulders a couple of times. We hold a lot of tension here, which actually impedes our free breath. Your hands just rest lightly on your thighs or your knees. And we just soften or close the eyes. So this is a very simple practice where we drop out of the head, the busy mind, into the feet, and the body resting on the earth. And we don't worry too much about the breath. We don't worry about what it's doing. We just get right into the body and the breath sorts itself out along the way. So this is a really good short practice to use at any time, maybe in the bus queue or while the kettle's boiling, or if you're in a tricky situation, something's making you anxious. No one can see what you're doing with this practice. You just look very calm and steady and still. If you're breathless, remember you can do this practice and stop at any time. Just not being too worried about what your breath is doing, focusing on the sense of anchor through the feet on the floor and your hands resting on your thighs or knees. Okay. So softening or closing your eyes, softening your mouth, so just check that the jaw isn't tight. It's as if perhaps you've got just a little grain of rice between your lips. Feel a lovely space between the eyebrows. And feel the warmth of your hands on your legs receiving your hands, and your feet spreading as best they can inside your shoes onto the floor. And whatever's going on around you, whatever hubbub, just come back to the sensation of your feet on the floor and your hands resting on your legs. You can let your chin drop down slightly so that the back of the neck is long. And really let go in your belly. So if you're wearing really tight jeans, you could even undo your top button surreptitiously. The idea is to really let the belly go. And all I'd like you to do is just to allow your body to settle. Might be that when you do that, there's a natural sigh out through the lips. Perhaps imagine yourself like a chicken getting into its nest, fluffing up its feathers and then settling, or a dog getting into its basket after a long walk. That sense of being able to rest for a moment. And just feel the steadiness of your feet on the floor and the hands resting on the thighs, the length in your spine. And your belly is really soft. And you notice that perhaps you can release a little bit of tension somewhere. Maybe you can find a little bit of space around the shoulders. Maybe you want to wriggle them. Maybe the neck could release a little more. Or with another sigh, you could allow your belly to soften. And as you do this, quite naturally what's happening is that your breathing rate might slow down a little bit. Your heart rate and your breathing rate coming into coherence. And you might start to find a little bit of spaciousness around your breath. Don't worry if the breathing is faster than I'm describing it. I wonder if you could just let go of wanting anything to be different, anything to be slower or better. Just observing your body, and then maybe coming alongside the experience of breathing and just seeing how it is. Finding steadiness through the feet, steadiness through the spine, and a softness to your belly. As you just allow the breath to do what it wants, which is probably to slow down and to become softer, fuller, richer, creamier, can, just stay here. Is it okay to just stay here and just be alongside your breathing, drop back into your breathing, drop back into your body with a sense of trust? So at once we're finding the steadiness through the body. The chair is here, the floor is here, the skeleton is here. And the softness of your belly, the softness of your breathing. And perhaps a little space around the inhale and the exhale. No forcing, no shoving, no grasping, no snatching, just allowing. Feeling breathless, just leaning forward so that you really feel the feet on the floor and your hands on your thighs, and perhaps think about breathing into the space between and below the shoulder blades. So breathing into the back of the body, soft tummy, breathing into the back of the body, finding some space between those back ribs, and coming back all the time to the anchor of your feet on the earth and your hands on your thighs, keeping you steady. Maybe sighing out through the lips before finishing the practice. It's nice to rub your hands together, get them nice and warm, and then if you can, slide them over your eyes and just let your head droop. Support the weight of your head with your hands. Before going back into the day and about your business. And that's the end of the anchoring breath.